2 specifically provides our charter, our scope of work, and it ties into ICANN's overall accountability and transparency commitments to the global community. The ATRT 2 is beginning as defined under the affirmation of commitments. 3 years after the first Accountability and Transparency Review Team made its recommendations to the ICANN Board on December 31st, 2010. The members of the ATRT2 are listed on your screen. In addition to myself, Alan Greenberg serves as a Vice Chair, Avery Doria serves as a Vice Chair, and Lisa Feu serves as a Vice Chair. While all of the members of the ATRT2 come from different parts of the community, in our early discussions and in our work, we think it's important to let you know that we understand that to deliver effective and viable recommendations to ICANN, we do our work as objectively and independently as possible. While we come from many parts of the community and we understand the ICANN community, some of us through a single lens, some of us through multiple lenses, our job is to give an objective assessment of ICANN's implementation of recommendations of the prior review teams and provide additional recommendations with respect to ATRT so that ICANN can continue on its path of improving accountability and transparency in the organization and for the community. As a group, our work commenced in February. We had a conference call, we had a first face-to-face in Los Angeles, and we had a face-to-face meeting here in Beijing. Both of those interactions were primarily getting initial input from ICANN staff, and organizing our work and our work streams, and I'll walk you through that a bit before we open up for questions. Some of the highlights in the meeting in Los Angeles was a meeting with ICANN staff and with Fadi Shahadi, the CEO of ICANN, who provided his own initial overview and insights as to the implementation by ICANN of recommendations, as to his view of accountability and transparency, and his commitment to support this effort fully as we move forward. And those comments were very well received. We, in terms of our work, intend to provide draft recommendations to the community by October 2013. We need to provide a final report to the ICANN board with recommendations by the 31st of December this year, and we need to give the public and the community ample opportunity to consider what we are recommending, give us feedback that'll hopefully shape the recommendations. So our mode of operation is open and transparent. Our rule is default open. Our meetings, our calls, public, our emails are open to the public. We allow for silent observers on calls and meetings. We have records and transcripts, summaries and transcripts of the meetings. We are putting up a public community wiki where our documents and drafts will be visible. And we are trying to build on practices of the prior review teams so that everything we do is open and transparent. You can find all of our work on the ICANN website under ATRT2. We do allow, when necessary, for closed sessions under Chatham House rule. We will endeavor to use that as little as possible, only when necessary. But that is our mode of operation as a review team. That's important. In the early stages, we've identified four work streams. So our task under the affirmation of commitments under paragraph 9.1, we need to review ICANN's implementation of ATRT1's recommendations, plus make any accountability and transparency recommendations of our own on December 31st of this year. We need to review ICANN's implementation of the Security, Stability, and Resiliency Review Team's recommendations. We need to assess and review ICANN's implementation of the WHOIS Review Team's recommendations. And we have a fourth work stream, which is to consider the extent to which assessments and actions undertaken by ICANN have been successful in ensuring that ICANN is acting transparently, is accountable for its decision-making, and acts in the public interest. These are the four clearly identified and organized work streams that we're beginning to undertake, and we're looking forward to hearing from the public as to how we can inform, collect data, make assessments, and begin the work towards recommendations. So in terms of community input, which is absolutely critical to our work, we have a public comment period open. We put out a long list of questions to the community. We had that published just prior to the Beijing meeting. We recognize that is a suboptimal practice for ICANN community participants. And in recognizing that, we have left the comment period open for the full 21 days after the Beijing meeting is complete to provide an ample opportunity for the community to give us immediate input at the beginning of our work. One thing I'd like to observe about the list of questions, it's fairly lengthy. And what I'd like to stress is that any input, any response at this time is welcome. It's important for us to successfully gather data at this early phase, and if you look at the questionnaire and you just don't have the time to answer all the questions, but there's one or two where you have some useful data to provide to us, please do that. Please give us whatever you have at this stage, knowing that we're going to come back to the community a number of times between now and December to give you another opportunity to give us input, but please give us whatever input you have at this point in time, whether it's a full response to those questions or just a few. And those questions are focused on the impact of the prior reviews and will provide us some data, your view of ICANN's implementation of those prior recommendations. We'll have follow-on outreach sessions. In Durban, we will have structured meetings with all the ACs, SOs, and organizations that make up ICANN. We will get to you in advance with the questions or points that we would like to focus the discussion around, and that will be part of our data collection as well. So you'll be seeing us again in Durban in a structured way. And as I said, in October, we will have a draft report for public comment. We have email addresses on the website for you to send information to the ATRT to. There will be four separate emails for each work stream to the extent you focus your comments on a particular area. That's welcome as well. And we also are going to have an email for confidential submissions to the ATRT2 that would be visible only to ATRT2 members. We felt it was important to have this vehicle available to the extent that anybody wished to put some input into our process. I would note that a preference of the author identifying themselves to the input, it's our preference for that. If it were to be anonymized, we would accept it. And we will take those inputs and factor them into our work as we move forward. But that avenue is available as well for inputs. So with that, this is your time. We have a microphone here at this early stage. To the extent that you have the questions that we've put out for public comment in front of you, please feel free to speak to those, providing us your early assessments. Or any other observations that you have about ICANN's implementation of prior recommendations, ICANN's accountability and transparency practices, and importantly, what do you think we should be focusing on? We have paragraph 9.1 in the Affirmation of Commitments, which provides our scope of work, but we really want to hear from the community now. ATRT1 delivered some focused recommendations, as did the other review teams. But clearly there are other areas that we hear from the community are important in terms of accountability and transparency. Please tell us what you think we should be focusing on as well as we at this early stage of our work. Sure. Avery?
I just wanted to add one point on the use of the Chatham House rules. You said basically that we reserve that opportunity. Should we ever do that, we will be documenting that we did it and the why that we did it, so that at the very least, we will at least put that much out. So it won't be used without being transparent about its use and the reasons for it.
Thank you, Avery. So this is an open session. We have the balance of the time. We have a microphone. We want to hear from you. Please, if anybody has any questions or inputs or thoughts, The microphone is yours.
Go ahead. Thanks. Steve Del Bianco with NetChoice. I look at the questions on page 3 with respect to the GAC, and it strikes me as bold and appropriate to assess what the community knows about the GAC. But I did think that the notion of asking us, are we aware of the process under which the GAC members are appointed, would be the one aspect of the GAC I have the least interest in. I'd be much more interested to know more about the agencies they come from and the ministries they come from and the perspective that has, and maybe where that fits in to their particular government's hierarchy of decision-making. Because I find that entire world to be a complete mystery, right? Between the ones who are running the CCTLD, there's a Ministry of IT, maybe there's a Ministry of Commerce. And it's very confusing to me to understand which part of the government a GAC member represents. And that would be more interesting than how they were appointed.
Thank you.
Yeah, hi, Jim Prendergast. Just to start off, Brian, thanks for volunteering to be the chair yet again. I think some people may question your sanity for taking this on again, but I certainly do appreciate it, having followed the ATRT the first go-around. And also very encouraged by the start to the process where you wound up with two vice chairs. I thought that was a great – oh, sorry, three. I thought it was a great signal of the collaboration amongst the group, so very encouraged by that. I guess question 5, please indicate your view of the level which the board takes necessary care on GAC advice. I don't have any sense of how that happens, so I'm wondering, has the ATRT heard about the board process of considering GAC advice? I mean, we see the communiques, and then 3 months later we see the board. Do we know what happens in between?
The answer is a non-answer. The answer is that that's what we have to explore. So there were recommendations made by ATRT1. So the inputs that we need from the community, from the board, from the GAC, we will be meeting with them and asking those questions. Okay. We're in the data collection mode. So if you put your finger on an area where you think there is not accountability, transparency, or some opaqueness, the task now is identify that area. How do we collect data to make an objective and independent assessment of what that process is, and is it meeting the standard of accountability and transparency that we expect?
Yeah, I think this is a great question, and the importance of question number 5, how the board responds to GAC advice, will take on astronomical proportions in about 48 hours.
Thank you. Alan.
Thank you. As Brian said, it's an intimidating and long list of questions, and perhaps more to the point, some questions are targeted at some people much more than others. So we didn't try to put labels on each question of who we want to answer it. If you have insight and something to contribute to it, answer the question. If it's one that is a complete black box, understandably, ignore it. If it's a complete black box and you think you should have an idea, that alone is a good statement.
Olivier?
Bill Manning, none, it says. Olivier.
Sorry, Bill.
I thought maybe you changed names, Bill, but... there's a lot of...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. Just to add, there are many different points of view in this community, and I think that the work of this committee is to actually gather all of the different points of view, because depending on which point of view which side you're looking at the overall picture, you might see a bit more than your neighbors. So this is one of the work of the committee at the moment.